The Women's March on Washington and Worldwide Sister Marches was a protest on January 21, 2017, in support of human rights. The marches drew an estimated 4.8 million people around the world in 82 countries, coming together in solidarity after the inauguration of Donald Trump. The marches aimed to send a bold message to the new administration on their first day in office, and to the world that women's rights are human rights. The March on Washington was attended by an estimated 500,000 people. Hear our voices and perspectives from the day of the march in Washington.
Let's hear it!
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf.
There are people filling the streets all the way to the mall. Everybody has signs. There are so many pussy hats. It's amazing. It's awesome.
My name is Kelly. I'm from New York. What motivated me to come is I think optics are really important. I think seeing how many people care and how many people are willing to show up and actually come out and not just sit in their house and not just like talk on social media, to actually come together in numbers, I think that's really important, and that's why I'm here today.
I'm Emily. I'm from Baltimore. I just feel like with everything happening with the president being elected and who ended up winning, it's really important to, you know, share your voice, especially if you're a woman, a young woman in this country. It's really important to have your voice heard, and I think that's what everyone's here for. And it's not just women who are fighting for, it's people of color and, you know, just the future generations.
I'm Elizabeth, and I'm from New York. I came today because I was a big Hillary supporter, and I really wanted her to win for women everywhere. And when Trump won, I was very upset. And so I think it's important that we stand up for what is right.
Dump the Trump. And I lived through protests that stopped a war. This can happen if people get up and they get a little rowdy, not violent, but noisy. And they call their congressperson, and they call their senator, and they call their mayor, and they start speaking out. That's our job. That's why I'm here.
I'm Andy. I'm from New York. Well, my wife told me about this, and we've been planning on it since November 8th. And we were at the Michael Moore's beginning of 100 Days of Resistance in New York the other night, and then we cruised down here this morning to add to the effort to mitigate the damage that Trump is about to inflict on the American people and the world in general.
Okay, so my name is Sam Dearden. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. I came out here to support all the women in my life that have been victims of sexual assault and to oppose Trump and his rhetoric about women and the people that support him.
My name is Madeline Airy. I'm from Los Angeles, California. I just finished working with the Obama administration, and I'm pretty upset that this is what we've got now. I'm here because, you know, the way that he behaved is completely unacceptable, and we can't support that in somebody who's supposed to be our leader and our exemplar, but he's not.
So I'm Chloelle Welch. I'm from Front Royal, Virginia. I'm a queer student in a rural area, and I run our LGBT club, and I've seen a lot how the election, and not just the election, but this culture of hatred has affected me and my friends and my family. I've always been more motivated to try and change things because I like the idea of making our world a better place.
My name's Thomas. I'm from Boston, and I'm just supporting all human rights, and I am not in support of our new president, so.
My name is Diego. I'm from Los Angeles. I'm here because You know, I have a lot of women in my life that inspired me, and it's, you know, men of quality support women's equality.
Women's rights are human rights.
Pam. And I'm Kathy. We're sisters. We heard about this, and we knew we had to be here. It's too important to miss. There are so many issues, and it cuts such a wide look at the diversity of the people who are here today. It's pretty amazing.
And we both lived outside of the country teaching for many years, and we lived in international communities where everybody was accepted and everybody was, and we came back to this country and it's gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. And so that's one of the reasons I feel very strongly about being here.
Jamás será vencido el pueblo unido. Jamás será vencido el pueblo.
My name is Leah and I'm from Maine. And what motivated me to come today is that I believe that love trumps hate, that only light is going to get rid of darkness, and this place needs a lot more light, and so I've come here to bring more light.
I'm Heather, and I'm from Maine, and I believe that the resistance that we're talking about manifesting is a more just, safe place for everybody, for all of us.
Stephanie Jennings. I'm in town from Brooklyn, and I'm unhappy with the election and everything, mostly everything that Trump has said.
This is what it means to me. This is what it means to me.
I'm Elaine from Philadelphia, and I was motivated to come for equity and equality for all women's rights as well as other human rights.
I'm Paula from Baltimore, and motivated to come to support feminism and women and children in the United States.
Okay, I'm here today with my daughter, the traffic girl on top of the traffic light behind me, and we're reminiscing from 8 years ago when we were here when Obama got elected, and we see all the people here of mixed races and mixed backgrounds, and that's what America is about. And unlike what we saw down here yesterday, I didn't come down here yesterday, but I watched a little bit, not much, but a little bit on TV. So I'm here just to support all Americans and their rights. That's why I'm here.
Whose lives matter?
Black lives matter.
Burrs, and that's my mom, Robin Feeney, and we came because we hate Donald Trump because, you know, he's just going to make the next 4 years a really hard time for a lot of young people to grow up in, and a lot of the LGBT community is going to have like a hard time, and it's just all going to be terrible.
And why are we here?
To protest.
Send a message.
Yeah, to send a message.
We're not going to stand for it.
My name is Lynn Swenson, and I'm from Fairfax, Virginia. I work in D.C. I'm going to have to see Trump and his people every day, and I just want them to know that we will resist.
My name is Ava Roth. I'm from Toronto. I'm here with my family, and two things motivated me. First, we're close neighbors, and I think, like the sign says, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. I really believe that. And my kids are American citizens, so they're attached to this country deeply, and yeah. That's why we're here.
My name is Carolyn Fagelson. I'm a psychoanalyst from New York City, and I'm here because Trump is a fascist, and I am terrified for the fate of this country.
We'll never be divided, the people united. We'll never be divided, the people united. We'll never be divided.
My name is Sandra Gerges. I'm from New York City, and I'm here for my daughters. I have two young daughters. Well, they're not that young anymore, but I'm here because I'm very concerned about human rights in general and the defunding of Planned Parenthood.
So we're here in the middle of Washington, D.C. We're at the Women's March, and it's a literal catch-all of humanity. We've got everyone and anything here all against Trump and for human rights. We are excited. We are great. We are many. I see inspiring words. I see inspiring faces. I see happy, exuberant people waiting for what may come.
My name is Patrick C. Taylor from Norfolk, Virginia. I'm here because my loving girlfriend strongly encouraged that I should come with her, but I'm very much for the cause. I was shocked and appalled the night that this happened, that we can let this happen, and I feel like the important message is to say, we don't have to wait 4 years. We can change things in 2 years. In 2 years, we can have a Democratic Congress that's for the people again, and that's what'll stop this in its tracks.
Maureen Davidson from Stafford, Virginia, and I'm here. There's more than one reason, but in solidarity with all these women to protect what we have fought so hard for and against Trump. And to say thank you, Obama and Michelle Obama, for everything you've done. You've been wonderful and gracious and smart and thoughtful.
My name is Alex Pyatt, and I live in Princeton, New Jersey. And the number one of many reasons I came here, because I think Donald Trump is fundamentally unqualified and untrustworthy to be president of the United States. I don't think he represents the interests of the American people. My sign says women's rights are human rights, and my sister glittered it, and it looks really, really great. And she's right over there.
My name's Amy. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, and I came here to exercise my right to show dissent and to show what democracy is all about.
My name is Valerie. I'm from Missoula, Montana. It's hard to say what the one reason I'm here for is. It's for women, for people of color, for immigrants, for individuals with disabilities, even for people that don't like being screwed over when they're a contractor.
My name is Robin Davidson. I'm from Norfolk, Virginia. I have a lot of complicated feelings about this election in general, but my sign, Action Overcomes Despair, was sort of why I feel like I had to come to try to be present in some way, to start participating, to, you know, fight against what I think is just completely wrong for the country, and just felt like I had to be here.
My name is Alex Pyatt, and I live in Princeton, New Jersey. And the number one of many reasons I came here, because I think Donald Trump is fundamentally unqualified and untrustworthy to be president of the United States. I don't think he represents the interests of the American people.
My name is Karen Florio, and I am a women's health physician, and I am here to represent women and their reproductive rights.
I'm Devin Raymaker. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm also a women's health physician, and I got off the couch because I believe women's health is important, and I have two daughters that I want to grow up in a world that have equal rights.
I'm Heidi. I'm from Philadelphia. I'm here because we're still marching for our own rights to our own bodies.
I'm Julia. I'm from University of Vermont. We're here because we oppose a number of the things that Donald Trump, our now president, has proposed to do. Especially, we want international solidarity. We don't want borders. We don't want walls on borders. We don't want wars. And we want working class solidarity to protect immigrants, to protect women's rights, to protect LGBTQIA rights.
We're looking for climate justice our future. We're looking for livable wages
and better enforcement of democracy.
Joanne Macri from Stafford, Virginia, and Cornwall and Hudson, New York. I'm here marching for all of the women who have health needs who cannot be here today.
I'm Nancy Crippen from Stafford, Virginia. I remember marching for abortion rights in the 70s, and I'm back here to do it again, unfortunately.
I'm Sally O'Keefe from Stafford, Virginia, originally from England, and I'm here today for many reasons, one of which is to show that seniors support Planned Parenthood, and also I have a lot of concerns about Social Security and Medicare, and that all women should be concerned about these issues, even if they're younger, because it will affect them at some point if they're taken away.
My name's Gabriel, I'm from London, and I suppose what motivated me here is that I really believe in equal rights for women, and therefore that shouldn't ever be threatened or anything by tyranny or by anyone in power. So, yeah.
My name is Chesney Rhodes. I'm from New Kent, Virginia, and I'm marching today because I think it is very important to hold our leadership accountable in this country. Of course, I would never wish for any president to fail, but I think it's a fundamental right in a democracy like America to hold them accountable.
I'm Noah Rosner. I'm here from Charlottesville, Virginia, and I'm here because I support equality for all people and all women, and if I have the privilege to be here, then I should be here.
My name is Donna Chapin. The main reason I am here today is to promote unity with all of us, that if we don't work together, we will not make this country a better place.
We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'd understand. We all need somebody to lean on.
The evening and the day after the march, I was able to ask attendees about their perspectives and their reflections after the day was done.
My name is Jared. I'm from Washington, D.C.
What was your perspective of the march today?
It was wonderful. So yesterday was a tough time for the city. It was a very uninspiring night and day, and today restored a lot of what, you know, I like to see about the city and this nation. It was very calm with the amount of people that were there, collective, diverse audience of people, and it was amazing. It was truly inspiring, and it sort of was a healing moment, especially because the past few days have been pretty hard on, you know, DC people and all people across the nation. So it was great to be a part of it.
I'm Liam Doyle. I'm from New York. I was fearful for my sisters. I was fearful for my friends who are black, LGBT, who don't fit into the white view of the world that Trump is portraying. And I felt the need to stand side by side with them and say, this is not the America that that's not the America that we all want to see. I feel incredibly encouraged. You know, we've been spending the last 3 hours trying to figure out how many people were there. They haven't really committed to that, but I saw some footage from the roof that looked like a million people. It was incredible. The atmosphere was amazing, and we were actually saying how impressed we were and how happy we were that there were no incidents, that many people, but a peaceful yet incredibly strong demonstration of how unhappy we are with the way the direction this government's going.
Yeah. Jason Kelly, New York. Specific reason for me, for myself, and I'll extend that, but for myself, I felt as if the world tilted on its axis a bit the night of the election. And the next morning, and the feeling that I had was almost something of wanting to be sick or throw up the next morning. But for me, it was nothing like what my wife and best friend experienced, which was this sense of loss and mourning that extended for weeks and weeks and weeks after the election. And so for me being here, part of it's in support of her and what is this Women's March, and also very much for myself and why I'm here. And coming into the day, I couldn't have answered that in the morning, what it was for me personally exactly, but I can much better at the end of today, which is the 614 cities around the world, the 2.5 million people, or whatever the number is, that got together in a way that was out of peace and love and unity, and where we're going together in the future, not criticizing or challenging our democracy, but celebrating it with a voice and painting a picture of that the person who represents that office today as president does not paint a full picture of what those 2.5 million people, again, or whatever the number, represented today by physically getting out there and being together as a community, and that by is something that I will remember and treasure for the rest of my life, and I'm very appreciative for.
Hi, this is Jesse from Bellevue, Colorado. Back on the street. We're here at a place called Thomas Circle in Washington, D.C. And they've encircled this shrine to a general named Thomas with all the different signs that were being held up at the rally yesterday. And we're just gazing at things, and lots of people are standing around, and just good to reflect on the powerful day we had yesterday. And hopefully it can be the catalyst for our country to move forward.
So my name is Keith Shiver. I'm a DC resident for about 6 years now, and I'm originally from Atlanta, but we went by, my partner and I went to the march yesterday just for 15-20 minutes, just to really show our support, because I think it was really encouraging to be around so many like-minded people. And I think in a time of so much negativity and, like, you know, fake news and all that kind of stuff, it was really encouraging to support people who, you know, are out there for the things that I believe in, or fighting for the things that I believe in, you know. So it was really encouraging to be around so many people that were fighting something that seemed so blatantly wrong, you know. So it was really encouraging. I thought it was really powerful just to be around so much energy, you know.
Nancy Opperin, Santa Cruz, California. I think what moved me to come yesterday was clearly who got elected, and a feeling of wanting to have a voice in our future in a positive way, and just having a voice and feeling a sense of frustration and not knowing what to do about it. There's so many things that this man stands for that I don't, and I think women coming together and having a voice and showing support for each other and for a different voice, I think, was very meaningful and powerful to me.
Barbara from San Jose, California. The reason I came is because I was afraid for the country and for people that believe in things that I believe in. And the thing that moved me yesterday was being with those people, and I think it was part of the healing process to just be around people that I felt safe with for the first time since November, whenever the day of the election was. So,
my name is Laura Collada, and I'm from Bellevue, Colorado. I came to march in D.C. because of my son, Oliver. I've reached a critical mass in my life where I felt very complacent with the last 8 years with Obama. You know, kind of really supporting the things that I believed in and doing his best to forward those things in Washington. And I realized at a certain point that that wasn't going to be enough. And man, a smack in the face is the way that the 2016 election went. So for me personally, coming to Washington, D.C. is about reasserting our rights as human beings, as men and women, as people of color, as children who are going to be growing up in this world, to come here and join together and forward an agenda of love versus hate. I'm really proud of the movement as it happened today. I feel really supportive and proud of what I saw. I think that there was a lot of chance today in the throng of people and the craziness and the millions of people who were in D.C. and all across the nation to see some violence and see some elevated sorts of behaviors that are not okay, like for the long-term health of the movement. And I feel really proud that what we came away with was a movement of peace and love. Like, I didn't see anything negative. I saw positive people carrying forward an agenda that they can believe in. A nod to the generations before them, their grandparents, their parents, them, their children. That's something that we can all believe in, and I believe strongly in that. Love is the answer.
For me, the Women's March on Washington was a demonstration of democracy in action and peace in progress. I was engulfed in a crowd that was unfathomable in numbers, and everyone was peaceful. Thousands of people came together with a like mind and thought towards specific causes that affect them deeply. I am greatly moved as to what humanity can do to support one another, collectively. The march was proof that when we come together in solidarity, we can accomplish great things. I would like to thank Laura and Jesse Collada from Bellevue, Colorado, who traveled with me to Washington, D.C., and all the people who were willing to tell me why they were at the march. And of course, I would like to thank KDNK Community Access Radio.